certainly feel like, you know, we've had some good runs, you know, with our Napa team here lately. Just need a little more. Thought Indy was a bummer. Just got behind there on Saturday and never could catch up. So nice to have a good, you know, good day yesterday. I thought we had a solid car and got our balance in a respectable position and got a good qualifying effort out of it. So we just got to do something with that now.
We'll see what happens. That is for sure. Chase did a great job explaining the importance of the regular season championship, and he goes for a race win starting in the eighth spot today.
Four drivers are locked up in that regular season championship tussle. Chase leads William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Denny Hamlin. They are separated by 20 points with four races to go in the regular season.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post, Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
From Iowa Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Priest slid a little wide there through one and two, but he clears Benjamin off the second corner, down the back straightaway. Priest to the bottom, Benjamin a car length back, not close enough to challenge. Ryan Priest to the checker flag.
He won the pole. He gathered the lead. He has survived every challenge. Ryan Priest back across the stripe, taking this afternoon's U.S. Cellular 250, his second start with Joe Gibbs Racing, and he puts it in victory lane.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded all the way back in 2017 during the early stages of Ryan Preece's NASCAR career. Fast forward to now, Ryan is in his first season with Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, but finds himself on the outside looking in on the playoff leaderboard. He is the first driver out of playoff contention, 42 points below the cut line with four races left in the regular season. He sat down with our Chris Wilner earlier this week, and they chatted about his outlook for the next month of NASCAR Cup Series racing.
Well, when all things were said and done, a good fourth place finish still has you trailing in the cut line, or, you know, in the race for the playoffs. You're right there, 17th in points. Bubba's win didn't help. I'm sure you're probably rooting for Kyle Larson, but what impact did Bubba's win have on your guys' outlook, you know, for the final four or five races?
So we were, honestly, when we were looking at it, we were so close to within pointing our way in that it changed the way we raced Sonoma. We didn't go after, you know, stage points. We try to put ourselves in position to have an opportunity to win. And it just changed the way we were approaching those races, where now I feel like we have the opportunity, if we point our way in, if Alex or Chris have some bad luck. But to be honest with you, I think the mindset is back to we need to win. And so we're all about being aggressive and doing things that people don't do and getting on different strategies. And as you saw at Indy, that worked out for us. And we're going to go into these next four races and try to make people play our game and not play theirs.
Well, the first one's Iowa. Now we're year two of going to Iowa Speedway, a really fast short track. What did you learn just from a driver's perspective about that surface, the way that track races, that you can kind of take and help Derek kind of understand where you guys need to be when you unload this?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can pass. I think you're just going to need a lot in the car to make that happen. So I feel like we're going to be in a good place going into Iowa, and it's obviously a place that I like, you know, and honestly, I feel like it's going to be a great place to be because the Knoxville Nationals are going to be going on.
Yeah.
So you never know if there's going to be some crossover and race fans, but you know, we only go to that area once a year, and I feel like it's a place that, you know, loves racing and hopefully you can feel that energy from it.
How has the track changed since that 2017 Xfinity win that you were able to capture?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different. You know, having the corners repaved and all that, it's probably changed the character of how it wore out and rubbered up, and you kind of search for grip. Now, I will say the bottom lane rubbers up and you have to move around and still find grip, but you don't end up all the way up, you know, pretty much against the wall in 3 and 4 or anything like that like you used to. So, yeah.
Well, like you said, Iowa's a good one coming up this weekend. You've got Watkins Glen, Richmond, Daytona as well. Any one of those have you had circled maybe more than the others? Or I know you mentioned the emphasis being winning, or really is it realistic that any one of those are kind of a strong suit for you?
All four. All four I'm looking forward to, and I feel like we're going to have some strong Ford Mustangs.
Ryan Preece has 3 top 10 finishes in the last 6 races. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
The Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa is the scene for today's NASCAR Cup Series race. The Iowa Corn 350 Motor Racing Network is here with flag-to-flag coverage of the fourth short track race of 2025. Mike Bagley, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon with you. We've heard from Steve Post and Jason Toy. Kurt Becker will have us covered in the corners. Kurt's coming up here in moments. Driver introductions about to be buttoned up trackside, and then it'll all be about pre-race ceremonies and the 350 laps. That's ahead for today's NASCAR Cup Series Driving Contingent.
Hey guys, Corley Joy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. And you're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
From Newton, Iowa, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Newton, Iowa. Beautiful day for racing. Partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees, no humidity. The race fans are loving it. So are the competitors, and so are we. A moment ago, we heard from Ryan Preece in his visit with Chris Wilner. Let's visit with him trackside right now. We mentioned he's 42 points below the cut line. He starts in the 33rd position today, and he's with Steve Post.
Yeah, we listened to that interview with Chris Wilner and Ryan just a bit ago, and we move into this weekend, and Ryan... Not the qualifying effort you wanted, 33rd. I said to you, how you doing? What are you looking for? And he said, to move forward. Okay, how do you move forward here today?
I think with some of the changes we made overnight, I feel pretty confident about them. So definitely going to go for passing points today, and hopefully we can get this Mohawk Ford Mustang up front. But definitely have the group to do it, and no better place to do it than Iowa.
You mentioned you have the group to do it. One of the things you and Derek Finley have really worked on is alt strategies. You did it at Indy last week, and you've done that. Are there options to do something like that here today to help your track position game?
Yeah, I think there is. I'm smiling because when we were sitting in the lounge and he was running through them, I was just sitting here like, I don't want to hear this because if we're in the moment, I'll just do it. But, yeah, I think we got some things up our sleeve, and hopefully we can be around at the end.
We'll see what happens. That's Ryan Preece. He starts 33rd, but I don't believe he's going to end there. Jason Toy?
Well, let's talk to one guy that's definitely going to have his work cut out for him today, and Kyle Busch. Yesterday, one of the fastest cars in practice, found the outside wall there, and I know it was a hard impact. We talked to you afterwards on it, too, and the crew had to go to work last night to get the job done. So now let's talk strategy. What do you guys got to do to get from last place to first place?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some strategy today, but, you know, the Cheddar Chevrolet should be good. We were feeling pretty good about it yesterday in practice, so hoping that translates here to the backup car and we can have good speed and try to work our way through the field. Obviously, fast cars, passing cars is the easiest way to do that. Having good pit stops with a good pit crew is another way, and then, you know, maybe taking two tires here or there. Tire wear is really not an issue here. They don't really wear much, but they just fall off a little bit. But seems like only a half a second is fall off, and that's about everybody. So, we're going to have to find our way to the front somehow, and let's make that happen.
All right, Kyle Busch is going to start scratch on the field here today. He's playing dad role here for a little bit before he jumps behind the wheel. Steve Post.
Ross Chastain celebrating the American farmer on his Busch Light car down here, getting ready to roll off. Ross, got a little work to do here, mid-20 starting spot. What'd you find with the race car? What'd you find with the racetrack and your level of optimism as we move into today?
Postman, I think we've got what we need to drive forward. Car felt really good in practice, both short run and long run. We were in Group A, so it's a little bit of a false read, but still, compared to half the field, I felt good. And then qualifying just not good at all. So back here in high or in the 20s here, not where we want to be, but be like a farmer and drive forward and keep working all day, keep showing up every lap, just 350 laps to slowly work our way forward. Nothing's going to happen quickly, it's never as quick as I want it to happen, but we'll keep working and see at what we can have after 350 laps.
I stood down in turn one during qualifying yesterday and watched your cars entering the corner down there. There is a major bump. I know I'm not telling you breaking news. What is the dynamic of a car sliding on old asphalt to hitting new asphalt? What is that dynamic entering the corners like here?
When I got to the new asphalt every time, it was a welcomed sight because it has a lot more grip. The problem is getting there, and for us in qualifying on the old asphalt, we hit the bump. We know about it, and I'd been hitting it in practice, but when I went over it, the rear of the car hit it and bounced, and I crashed. I just didn't hit anything. So I came back around the second lap, shallowed up my entry, slowed my lap down, but at least I made a lap, and the first lap was like several seconds off the pace, or, you know, over a second off the pace. So going to be tough today because in racing conditions on restarts, cars are really low to the ground in the back. It's different than the old days. The old days, you hit the front splitter, the cross member, the front clip of the car hit the ground on low air. Now we hit the rear of the car. So coming out of the Xfinity car yesterday, it's the opposite. So I've got to adapt quickly today.
adapt quickly. We got the right man for the job. That's Ross Chastain, ready to go here this afternoon.
And pickings have been slim for Ross Chastain in Trackhouse Racing of late. They've DNF'd. That means did not finish in the last two. They were 33rd at Dover. They were 39th at Indianapolis in the Brickyard 400. It's been an up-and-down season. However, Ross was able to take the checkered flag and win the Coca-Cola 600. He is playoff qualified for the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Opening ceremonies are next. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Here's the starting lineup for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol. Brought to you by eBay. Picture this, you're halfway through a DIY car fix, and boom, you're missing a part. It's okay, because whatever it is, it's on eBay, and it's guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Row 19.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 18.
Joey Gase, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 16.
Ty Dillon, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 15.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Row 13.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 12.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 11.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Manukau, New Zealand.
Row 10.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Cole Custer, Ladera Ranch, California.
Row 9.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Row 8.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Bubba Wallace, Mobile, Alabama.
Row 7.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 6.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Starting 9.
A.G. Allmendinger, Los Gatos, California.
Starting 8.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 7.
Carson Osovar, Portage, Michigan.
Starting 6.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 5th.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Starting 4th.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting third,
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting second,
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
And starting on the pole,
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
That's the starting lineup for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol.
Driver introductions have concluded. The drivers have been taken around the racetracks, and right now they are at their race cars. We are getting ready for pre-race ceremonies for the Iowa Corn 350. If you're just joining us here on the Motor Racing Network for the weekend, we have had a spectacular weekend of racing so far. It started Friday night with the ARCA Menards Series and the ARCA Menards Series East. They're in the Atlas 150, and for the fifth time in 2025, Brendan Butterbean Queen and Pinnacle Racing Group went to victory lane, taking home yet another checkered flag. Yesterday in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Sam Mayer was able to get the win in a rambunctious race yesterday. The Hy-Vee Perks 250, Sam Mayer making his way into the playoffs and giving Haas Factory Team its first win of 2025. Now today, all eyes are on the NASCAR Cup Series. It is the fourth short track race of the year. It has been a very interesting practice and qualifying session from a day ago. Now, all eyes are on the 350 laps that lie ahead for these NASCAR Cup Series competitors. This is the second time the Cup cars have raced at Iowa. Last year, it was Ryan Blaney taking the checkered flag under the lights here in Newton, Iowa. But right now, we are under bright Iowa sunshine, some puffy white clouds floating by overhead. As we look off in the horizon, we talk about the crop dusters making their loops around these crops. They're doing so as we speak, as we head trackside right now for pre-race ceremonies.
Iowa Speedway fans, please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Iowa National Guard Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome the pastor of Lutheran Church of Hope, Mike Householder.
Let us pray. Almighty God, bless all the race fans today as together we take in the sights and sounds of NASCAR. The roar of engines coming to green, the speed, the color, the thrill of a three-wide pass. Watch over all the drivers, the crew members, and the officials, and keep them safe. And God, as we cheer on our favorites to victory, remind us of the ultimate victory you've already won for us by your amazing grace. Fill our hearts with that grace and love, for only your love has the power to change our world for the better and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Nadas, Tony Bonenkamp.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We are set to go in Newton, Iowa, the Iowa Corn 350 at the Iowa Speedway. Live coverage coming your way on the Motor Racing Network next.
Hey NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Let's get a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol from Iowa Speedway. Brought to you by Iowa Corn. Unleaded 88 is the clear fuel choice. It's cheaper, cleaner, and greener. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, grown by Iowa corn farmers. By Goodyear, quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By Progressive Insurance, protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. By T-Mobile. By Napa. From starters and alternators to batteries, Napa has the electrical parts to power your business. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit tgrna.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
We're about to get the command to fire engines for the Iowa Corn 350. We welcome you into our live coverage of the Iowa Corn 350 here in Newton, Iowa, Iowa Speedway. Alex, we've been here since Thursday night. What a great part of the country. This is where we come together, and we mentioned it at the top of the show. Obviously, corn is the crop here. We're surrounded with cornfields as we look out over the landscape, just thousands and thousands of acres. It's a celebration of agriculture and those folks that help produce it for all across the country and the world.
Had a great chance yesterday and this morning walking into the racetrack to meet some of America's farmers from in and around the Des Moines area who tend to these thousands of acres. And they're big MRN fans. They get in their tractors and get out and do the jobs that they do and put the race on and listen every single weekend. So we can't thank our farmers enough, obviously, for providing all the food and everything that they do for us, but for listening to us as well. And, you know, the other thing about it is this whole area from Des Moines all the way across, they are race fans. They are rabid race fans, and they absolutely have embraced NASCAR and the Cup Series now for its second straight year. All the coverage you get from billboards to newspapers and everywhere in between.
Chatting with a lot of race fans walking in here this morning and even down to the NASCAR Cup Series garage, they are so excited. They were starved for NASCAR Cup Series racing for many years, and now they find themselves with a second serving and no reason to believe we won't be back. They have turned out in kind. We mentioned we had 20,000 here Friday night for the ARCA race. Near sellout yesterday, sold out today. All waiting for these words trackside right now.
Iowa Speedway. Give a big NASCAR welcome to Stu Swanson. By day, he's the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. But today, he's here to say the most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Stu.
Drivers, start your corn ethanol powered engines.
Field of 37 comes to life. Trackside, we're set to go. We're about to go NASCAR Cup Series racing in Iowa.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
Never know how.
That's the sound of your current hype level at the gas pump. But brace yourself for something fuel nominal, because Unleaded 88 is about to take the hype to a whole new level. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, and greener than regular unleaded. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, brought to you by Iowa Corn.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Iowa Speedway. The field of 37 has come to life. They're getting ready to ease out onto the Iowa Speedway for the first of three pace and parade laps under, again, beautiful conditions, partly cloudy skies, temperature of 75 degrees. Alex, we mentioned the full slate of racing that we've had at Iowa so far. And when we reflect back last year to what we saw, Ryan Blaney took home the checkered flag. It's quite the eventful race. And this was a race 1 year ago that really had basically every driver on their on high alert and basically had them arched up and elbows up.
Yeah, because there were so many unknowns for the NASCAR Cup Series cars coming here to Iowa Speedway. A lot of these drivers ran in the Xfinity Series or the Craftsman truck here on this 7/8 mile racetrack, but never in a Cup Series car. Throw in the fact this year with the seasoned bottom two lanes, that's been the big topic all weekend, that have been repaved at both ends of the racetrack, and that's brought in another wrinkle for these drivers as well.
One of the things that we've been following all weekend long is the character of the racetrack. And Todd, whenever we mention character, as a former crew chief, it puts a smile on your face. But there's a lot of character here, especially what greets these drivers when they come off the end of the front straightaway trying to navigate to the bottom of turn number one.
Yeah, there's a pretty significant bump up there by the wall where you want to kind of release the wall and start your turn down in. It's bumpy all the way to the patch of asphalt, the lower two lanes that they've gotten to. What really got Kyle Busch loose yesterday and cost him an opportunity, they ended up in the wall. Talk to Randall Burnett, how you drive across that, the inputs that the driver put in, it can be razor's edge between being good across there or engaging some of the stops and getting yourself out of shape.
Iowa Speedway, 0.875 miles in length. That's 7/8 of a mile if you do your math. That means this track shaped like a capital letter D. The front side of this is the boat out in. It is banked at 10 degrees, and they'll go flying by the start-finish line, arc the car down into turns 1 and 2, and from there, they come into the view of Altamont, Illinois. Kurt Becker.
And thank you, Alex. We are positioned on a scissor lift at the north end of the racetrack just outside of turn number 3. We've talked about the fact that you've got the older pavement versus the newer pavement. Well, the back straightaway, that is all older pavement. Speeds will reach 155 to 160 miles per hour. Then coming back into corner number 3, it's down to the bottom two lanes of the racetrack. Cars will slow down to about 120 miles an hour. Safer barriers both to drivers left and to drivers right. Of the two lanes that have the newer pavement, the outside lane has proved to be the preferred way around the racetrack this weekend, but we have seen drivers in other series, as the races have worn on, manage to make that inside lane work at least to some degree. The recreational vehicle terrace is right behind our broadcast spot. There are racing fans on this side of the speedway from Minnesota, from Illinois, of course from Iowa, from Nebraska. We're ready to cover the action and join them here this afternoon as we get set to go racing. Now back to the gentleman who will call the start of today's race. Back to the broadcast booth, Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden, and Mike Bagley.
And we thank you, Kurt Becker. Look forward to hearing your play-by-play this afternoon of this 350-lapper. Let's get ready to break loose. Let's take a trip to pit road for the final time before we go under the green flag, presented by Sunoco. From fueling your NASCAR favorite teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Steve Post.
Team chemistry is so important as you race for NASCAR Cup Series wins and the playoffs. We've talked a lot about Ryan Preece, and their team's had a little bit of a change. The regular jackman, Samuel Wright, has been injured. Ian Marshall is filling in, and the key for this team has been to get him integrated into the program. As a matter of fact, this week, Ryan Preece actually showed up to pit stop practice, drove the car, and they did a lot of work to get Ian back up to speed. Talked to crew chief Derek Finley. Derek said, we don't need Ian Marshall to hit home runs. We need him to jack the car up, drop the jack on time, and just do good, solid pit work. That chemistry is so critical. Ryan Preece racing for a spot in the playoffs. We're going to see how that new combination with the new jackman goes here as they roll through today's racing program. Jason Toy.
And Steve, let's talk about teammates and teamwork, and that's exactly what happened with Richard Childress Racing yesterday. We talked to Kyle Busch about the hard impact that he had in turn number 1. The impact of that race car totally destroyed that race car from front to back. The big thing about it, the team was able to pull the backup car out. It was a team effort between not only Kyle's team, but also his teammate Austin Dillon, the entire Richard Childress community and team got together. They knocked out rebuilding a race car within 5.5 hours. The saving grace, it was already wrapped with their Cheddar sponsorship. Did not have to worry about the extra 2.5 hours of doing that yesterday. But just before 7 o'clock last night, they fired it up. They got it ready because they went with a whole new car and a whole new engine in that deal for Kyle Busch to get him racing here today at Iowa.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Steve. Now, here's a look at the Beef-A-Roo stage preview presented by Beef-A-Roo. Race fans, Beef-A-Roo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beef-A-Roo app and enter for a shot at winning a VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beef-A-Roo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beef-A-Roo. Todd Gordon?
Yeah, when you look at this first stage, it's 70 laps. Well within the fuel window. I think the fuel window is just past 100 laps for these guys. Look for it to go straight, but if we have a caution, last year we saw a caution at lap 50. The winning strategy was to come then and cycle yourself around. So this one, pretty straightforward for stage one. You should be able to make it all the way, except cautions may change your strategy.
Fourth short track race of the year, the short list of drivers. We've been talking about it all week. We've been moseying around the garage. Obviously, the number one guy on that list, Kyle Larson. Who, in your opinion, are others that you feel that could maybe take that checkered flag here tonight, today?
I thought Kyle Larson was the best when you look through everything. They just look to have stability. Out of first practice, there's a question here because first practice was so much different than second practice for these guys. Tyler Reddick actually looked really good in that first practice. Ross Chastain looked decent, very deep in the field. I thought Denny Hamlin, as always, at short tracks, looked really good. And of the Penske guys, Austin Cindric, I thought, looked to have the best car. We'll see how his teammates adapt.
We are getting the one-to-go signal this time by. Next time by, green flag will go in the air. Pole winner Chase Briscoe has elected to start today's race from the outside lane, which really isn't that big of a shock based off of what we've seen all weekend long with yesterday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race and Friday's, of course, ARCA Menard Series race. We get set to go 350 laps here at the Iowa Speedway. The field begins to tighten up. Two by two, they are behind the blue and white Chevrolet Corvette pace car as they make their way down the back straightaway. And a perfect day to go racing on a Sunday afternoon here at Iowa Speedway. Temperatures in the upper 70s. The breeze continues to blow, and the fans now rise to their feet as one as we get set to put the green flag in the air and to call the start of the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol for the Motor Racing Network. Work from Milford, Delaware. Here's Mike Bagley.
Four races to go in the regular season. Stress is picking up. Anxiety is picking up. And this short track today could set everything on its ear. Here comes the field out of turn number four. Pace car is on pit road. Chase Briscoe, William Byron see the green flag. Everybody comes up to the gearbox, and we are racing in Newton, Iowa. Chase Briscoe on the brake will jump out in front. William Byron just trying to hang with him in a battle for the lead.
Here's Byron, works to the inside up to the bottom of turn number two, and he moves on by. So Byron will take the lead on the opening lap. Side by side now for the third position around turn four.
It's Austin Cindric stuck on the outside lane right at the bottom, and a big loose moment for Kyle Larson on the bottom of the racetrack. He rolls out of the throttle. Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney begin to put pressure on him as they both watch a good race for second.
Here comes Austin Cindric racing to the inside of Chase Briscoe in that battle for the second spot. Coming back into corner number three, Briscoe to the outside, Cindric working the inside.
Ford and Toyota wheel-to-wheel battle for there at about four car lengths behind race leader William Byron. Cindric is going to slide across the nose of Briscoe to take second. Briscoe tries to hang on to third. Here comes Brad Keselowski looking to the inside.
Keselowski tries to root the nose of his Ford down low. Here comes Kyle Larson, the lane to the outside left open. Now Keselowski makes contact with Briscoe, and Keselowski drives deep into corner number three.
Brad Keselowski will slide up the racetrack and complete the pass for the number three position. Briscoe getting roughed up just a bit from the pole position here in these opening three circuits. He's under attack now for the number four spot by Kyle Larson.
Larson works down to the inside lane of the racetrack, and then right behind that duo, Carson Hocevar to the inside of Ryan Blaney, joined by Chase Elliott. He pops out of line back around the eighth spot.
Chase Briscoe starting to drop anchor here in the early going. He won the pole. He's already fallen back to fourth, and he may not be able to hang on to that. Here comes Kyle Larson. Larson will power down to the inside of the racetrack. They will race side by side with others looking on, trying to capitalize as well.
Including Ryan Blaney to the outside lane, including Carson Hocevar to the inside, although he now gets back in the line. But the driver who's determined to make a stick down low is Kyle Larson.
Again, pounds away at the bottom of the racetrack. This is the wheel-to-wheel battle for the number four spot off turn four. The red, white, and blue Chevrolet Camaro of Larson is there. The day glow orange and black Toyota of Chase Briscoe goes topside.
They go door-to-door once again off turn number two and on to the back straightaway here at Iowa this afternoon. Chase Briscoe to the outside, Kyle Larson to the inside. Neither driver willing to give an inch.
And behind that wheel-to-wheel battle, Carson Hocevar and Ryan Blaney race side-by-side there. Oh, Hocevar had a moment coming off the corner. The car stepped out on him. He had to correct. Blaney gets away. Now, Hocevar will fall into the clutches of Chase Elliott.
Trying to hang on to the seventh position is Carson Hocevar. Here comes Chase Elliott. He rumbles up toward the outside, runs out of racetrack. The safer barrier came up in a hurry, so he's unable to make the pass.
And everybody will settle things down, if only for the moment, as they come off turn four. Lap number seven goes on the board. At the front of the field, William Byron shows the way. Austin Cindric falls in line second. Brad Keselowski runs a tight third. Then it's Chase Briscoe and everybody from fourth on back.
Kyle Larson is in fifth in a good side-by-side battle for the sixth position. Carson Hocevar to the inside of Ryan Blaney. And Chase Elliott tries to make that a three-man dance.
If you are a Kyle Busch fan, he started last here today after his practice crash. Never took a qualifying lap. They had to go to a backup car. They never got things buttoned up till about at 6:30 last night. Kyle Busch has only gained four spots as the leaders hit the backstretch.
Good battle for the seventh position. Chase Elliott to the inside of Carson Hocevar. But at the front of the field, William Byron leads off turn four.
He continues to show the way. Things begin to tighten up again at the front of the field. Look like Cindric got a good launch off turn four. However, William Byron able to leg it out and maintain his four-car length advantage. We watched some of these cars that started towards the back of the field. Todd Gordon, Ross Chastain hasn't made a whole lot of noise after being good in practice. Other drivers, well, maybe not necessarily going the right direction. Ryan Preece is falling back down the leaderboard.
Yeah, tough start for Ryan Preece, trying to sort out where things are. I would have expected the second lane to have a little more dominance. We've seen kind of parity. Guys that are good are able to wrap around the bottom. Carson Hocevar choosing to run the bottom one and two here on his own. Tough sledding to kind of work your way forward. A lot of work for those guys to do in the back.
10 laps are complete in Iowa, and William Byron has led all of them.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck, so you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Here in Iowa, they grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Corn benefits the entire state. It feeds the livestock, nourishes the families, and provides homegrown, clean-burning, unleaded 88. Thank you, Iowa corn farmers. No changes in the top five. William Byron continues to lead with Austin Cindric, Brad Keselowski, Chase Briscoe, and Kyle Larson rounding out the top five. 56 laps remain in stage one. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
17 laps complete in the Iowa Corn 350. William Byron has led all of them. Matter of fact, it's a three-car breakaway. William Byron, Austin Cindric, and Brad Keselowski are the top three. Then you've got another three-way private battle between Chase Briscoe, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney that exits turn two.
There they come onto the back straightaway. This time by, no one steps on the line to the top five or in the top ten. Everybody just working the outer lane of those two with the newer pavement.
And they're going to have to deal with their first car as far as a back marker goes. Joey Gase is now right in front of the lead trio as they exit turn number two and head for the back stretch.
Joey Gase working up off the bottom of turn number two and swings out wide next to the safer barrier. William Byron bearing down at a rapid rate. So Gase stays to the inside. Byron, Cindric, and then Keselowski moving by.
The leaders will swing to the outside of Joey Gase to complete that pass. We talk about the front three have broken away. They've done so by 2 seconds over Chase Briscoe, who rides in the number four position, who started on the pole but has fallen back. It looks like, Alex, that car has gotten a bit better for Chase. It was quite a handful when we dropped the green flag.
It was. was. He opted to start on the outside lane, but the car broke loose on him not once but a couple of different times on ensuing laps to get this race going. Looks like he's being able to finally find a nice place to ride right now. He was being pressured from behind by Kyle Larson a couple of times, Mike, but that being said, Larson's car has been loose as well.
Yeah, Larson's car is loose. Chase Briscoe has had a handful. Steve Post, what's the diagnosis in the early going on the Chase Briscoe car?
Well, Mike, you assessed it perfectly there. It has been very loose. He cued the radio at about the third lap. It's been very loose, and James Small said, just stick with it. It'll come to us. It'll come to us. The trend is for the track to get a little tighter, so there's not overly concern, and you're right. He has settled in right now in the fifth spot. Seems to be riding along in the fourth spot, actually, riding along a little bit nicer now.
Good race on the racetrack for the number 13 position. Josh Berry and Brickyard 400 winner Bubba Wallace are getting after it as they make their way up off turn number two.
Alex Bowman is also part of that group. Joey Logano is there as well. And Christopher Bell will join that group too.
Joey Logano powering to the bottom of the racetrack. You know, the fast lane has been the lane up off the bottom. Joey is a very few, in one of the very few drivers that have been able to make the inside lane work in three and four. Looks like he's going to do it again in turns one and two.
Trying to take the 15th position away from Alex Bowman. Bowman tries to rally back in the outside lane. Logano is still there down low. They continue their fight off turn four.
Good race here. Again, this is just outside of the top 10. This is 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th on back. Christopher Bell is in the mix as well. Further up, the battle is on for the second spot. Mike Bagley, Brad Keselowski's got a good run.
Brad Keselowski has got a very fast race car. Good off the initial launch. He's been able to hang with Austin Cindric in that battle for second. Matter of fact, he's had the fastest car lap after lap in the last 10. And Kurt, right now he's going to the runner-up position.
And he is going to work trying to chase down the race leader, William Byron. The advantage, some 8 car lengths headed off the corner.
Close moment off turn two. Carson Hocevar in turns one and two went way up the racetrack, coming back down across the bow of Chase Elliott, who got into the back bumper of Hocevar on the back straightaway. Everybody was able to get away with it. Clean and green, but Todd Gordon, those are the types of moments you have when you really have to get out of the throttle.
Yeah, definitely a tough one there. It looked like Carson kind of wanted, he came back, and Chase Elliott really didn't have room to go to. He had to check up for him, got in the back bumper of him. I don't think it did any damage to him, but definitely broke his momentum and put him back in the grasp of A.J. Allmendinger.
Yeah, that is for 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hocevar, Elliott, A.J. Allmendinger, and Denny Hamlin's in that mix as well.
Here's Chase Elliott. Looks a little bit higher, moves a little higher off the turn, coming onto the back straightaway, but still has that position near the tail end of the top 10. A.J. Allmendinger there to the inside. Keeps applying the pressure.
Yeah, Allmendinger takes a peek to the inside and at least shows the nose of his black, orange, and white Chevrolet in the mirror to Chase Elliott as we work here on lap number 28. Here's how they're currently running, presented by Napa. Starters, alternators, batteries, testers, all in one place. Napa has the premium or remanufactured parts that keep your business powered and customers moving. That's Napa know-how.
William Byron leads Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, and Kyle Larson. They are the top five. Ryan Blaney is sixth. Carson Hocevar is seventh. Chase Elliott's eighth. A.J. Allmendinger ninth. And Denny Hamlin rides in 10th.
11th right now is Justin Haley. Michael McDowell is 12th. Bubba Wallace 13th and Alex Bowman 14th. Josh Berry 15th. Joey Logano is 16th. Christopher Bell goes 17th and Austin Dillon 18th. Shane Van Gisbergen is 19th and Cole Custer is 20th.
Ty Gibbs is 21st. Tyler Reddick is 22nd. Zane Smith is 23rd. You've got Eric Jones in 24th and Ross Chastain in 25th. Riley Herbst is 26th with Chris Buescher in 27th. Daniel Suarez in 28th. John Hunter Nemechek 29th and Todd Gilliland is 30th.
Ryan Preece is 31st. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 32nd. 33rd currently is Ty Dillon. 34th is Kyle Busch in a backup car. 35th is Noah Gregson, who had to start at the back of the field today for unapproved adjustments. Cody Ware is being scored 36th. And 37th, one lap down. The only car currently a lap down is Joey Gase.
Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options now available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. National Debt Relief, the official debt relief partner of NASCAR.
William Byron continues to show the way. Brad Keselowski continues to give chase. They're going to have to deal with a lot of cars at the tail end of the lead lap in just a moment. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Only one
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
38 laps will go up on the board this time by, 32 to go in the stage, and the battle for the race lead is in some heavy traffic, and it's getting tight. William Byron, Brad Keselowski, race off turn two.
They are closing in behind the car of Noah Gregson. The leader is Byron. Keselowski matching his every move. Here's Keselowski, starts to run to the inside. The battle for the lead goes door to door.
With the car of Noah Gregson trying to stay on the tail end of the lead lap, dead ahead. Side by side for a moment off turn four, William Byron on the outside lane will power back around, but here comes Brad again.
Here he is down to the inside lane. Brad Keselowski tries to start another run, this time coming off of turn number two. Can't find the momentum he needs there. Byron too strong. Byron still caught up behind the Gregson car.
Gregson running for his life, has every right to do so to try to stay on the lead lap. Brad Keselowski again gets a good look off turn number four. Not quite there to make the pass as William Byron tries to figure out what to do with Noah Gregson.
And it's Byron every time he goes wide. Keselowski goes low. Then they will switch positions. They all shuffle out. And Byron still has the race lead. Here's the leader now trying to root down to the inside of Noah Gregson.
And William Byron trying to get to the bottom there. Really low exit off here. Brad Keselowski's got about two car lengths to make up on him, but that killed a little momentum for William Byron. Brad Keselowski and his tire tracks taking a little higher line into two.
Here they come off turn number two. Keselowski will go to the high side off the corner. Byron slides up just in front of him. They are still both behind the Gregson machine. Here's Keselowski down low.
Brad Keselowski opens up the inside lane coming out of turn number four. Ford and Chevy side by side for the lead. Lap traffic directly ahead. Byron's able to fend off the advances of Brad Keselowski, but the question is, for how long? They're still wheel to wheel.
Chevrolet Ford battle for the lead. Here comes Brad Keselowski in the Ford to the inside. Byron still has the advantage. Midpoint to the back straightaway. Byron again turns back the challenge and still has the top spot.
William Byron hangs on to the position, still trying to figure out a way to put a lap on Noah Gregson. He's got a pretty good race car, does Noah. And the third place driver, Austin Cindric, now jumps up there. It's a three-car fight for the race lead at Iowa.
Once again, Brad Keselowski a lane lower in turn number two than the leader, William Byron. And then Austin Cindric, who also worked the outer lane of the newer pavement. They go 1-2-3 off the corner.
Here they come. now again, Brad Keselowski pounding away at the bottom of the racetrack. William Byron slinging that Chevrolet wide coming off the corner. It's going to pay off. He'll keep the lead for now, but with all this lap traffic ahead, that allows Austin Cindric, and now Chase Briscoe starts to close in as well.
Once again, Brad Keselowski tries to make the car stick at the bottom through turns one and two. This time, he stays side by side coming off the end of the backstretch with William Byron.
Kyle Busch just in front of them got roughed up. Everybody right in front of this lead duo trying to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. Look like Ty Dillon may have gotten into Kyle Busch. Now Noah Gregson tries to get by as the leader. Stay side by side.
William Byron with the lead, and again Brad Keselowski looks to the inside, cranks it up down low, now thinks better of it. Gets back up into line. Back into turn three. It's still Byron on top.
Four potential lap cars in front of the top four racing for the lead at Iowa. William Byron is on the back bumper of Noah Gregson. Now he'll squeeze to the inside just past the start finish line, trying to get up alongside Noah and put him one lap in arrears.
Drives it deeper into the corner this time, tries to keep it going off turn number two. The race leader, William Byron, side by side with Noah Gregson coming back into turn four.
That'll force Brad Keselowski now to retreat just a bit and wait and see what William Byron can do with Gregson. Meanwhile, third place Austin Cindric is there. Fourth place Chase Briscoe is there. Now joining the fray for the lead is Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney.
They all continue to make up ground and become a bigger and bigger factor here in the opening stage of the race. William Byron, the race leader, now he's got traffic double wide in front of him.
He has nowhere to go. You've got lap traffic double wide, two rows deep. Now we're double wide for the lead. You've got side by side, side by side, and another side by side. Basically a six-car flotilla and triple up top. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. gets taken up the racetrack by Ty Dillon, and that'll stack up the field in turn two.
Austin Cindric tries to move by. He does from between cars. Chase Briscoe moves by down to the inside as everything shuffles out off turn four.
Now everybody's able to keep their car in a straight line. That allows William Byron and Brad Keselowski to continue to apply pressure. But this time, it's Byron going to the outside of the Gregson car in turn two.
We'll try to see if maybe this strategy might work. Has been trying the inside. That hasn't done the job. This time, William Byron to the outside, trying to put Noah Gregson a lap down.
50 laps on the scoreboard. 20 laps to go in stage one. And we're watching a tremendous battle for the lead. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand.
50 laps are complete in the Iowa Corn 350 at the Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa. Motor Racing Network on hand with live flag-to-flag coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series yearly trip to Newton, Iowa. Mike Bagley, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon topside, Steve Post and Jason Toyer in the pits. Kurt Becker is in the turns. If you just joined us, we've been clean and green so far here this afternoon. William Byron has led all 51 laps that have been completed so far with Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, and Ryan Blaney, the top five.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport.